Progressive Radio Network. The Thinking Person Station.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you who are tuned in this day. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is Heart of Mind Radio, and you're listening to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. On this program, Heart of Mind Radio, we really follow different paths toward mind, body, spirit integration and healing. And today we're going to have an opportunity to follow one of these paths. My guest today is Dr. Mitchell Yaz, PhD, and author of The Pain Cure Prescription. He has spent 20 years developing his method of diagnosing and treating the cause, not the symptom of pain. He has also worked with the New York Islanders hockey team and with several palsy sufferers. And he also has done a special on PBS, and he is a powerful advocate for a new way to look at chronic pain. And I want to say hello and welcome to Heart of Mind Radio, Dr. Mitchell Yaz. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Catherine. It's great to be on your show.
Yes, it's wonderful, and I think it's really great timing. One of the things that I've noticed with myself, but also just noticed as I travel throughout the city, that so many people are feeling, or at least they look as if they feel, kind of exhausted and achy. I see people struggling to get up and down the stairs, and people just seem, for whatever reason, to be having a tough time these days. Maybe it's just that the world is very stressful at the moment. But I think it's a great opportunity to let people know that there's something that they can do about all this pain. So I welcome you to engage in this conversation. And maybe we could start with you telling us a little something about yourself and how you started on this path towards the pain cure.
Well, I actually had physical therapy, which is where I initiated my medical experience. I actually started there in medical school as a second career when I was 30 years old. And so I wasn't your typical medical student who was anxiously and aggressively trying to take notes and just memorize things to pass the tests. I actually had the opportunity to listen and process the information that was being provided in medical school. And when it came to the issue of treating pain or diagnosing pain, by that point, which was 1991, they had already had the MRI out, and it had been used as the primary mechanism to diagnose pain, and everybody seemed to be getting similar diagnoses, such as herniated discs or stenosis in the spine, meniscal tears or bone on bone in the knee, arthritis and bursitis in the shoulder. And as I listened to the philosophy behind whether this was a valid diagnosis or not, it just never held true to me. It never sounded like it made sense, because my personal experience had been when I had been dealing with people and they mentioned that they had pain, say in the lower back, they never really were pointing at their spine. They were really pointing to the side of their back where muscles existed. The same thing held true for the shoulder. My father's had a classic example where he was told that he would play tennis and the next day he'd wake up and he was kind of angled, looked like letter C because he had so much pain and he felt pulled that way. And he was told it was from a herniated disc. And yet when I examined the situation, it was his hip flexor, a muscle that was in spasm. And by simply releasing it, I could take him out of pain and return him to normal posture. So it led me to this idea that, listen, I'll get through school, but that I believe there is an alternative path to understanding what's causing pain. And that's what led me on my path towards developing the YAS method, which is an attempt to interpret symptoms. The body's trying to tell you what tissue is eliciting the symptom, so you interpret the symptoms of the body to identify the proper tissue versus the use of diagnostic tests, which have pretty much been invalidated as a proper mechanism for diagnosing the cause of pain.
Well, that's a very powerful statement and very well put, because I think that the medical profession, though may have the best of intentions, has a tendency to diagnose at the extreme level of things. But I'm wondering if it's possible, or it seems to make sense to me, that when people are not addressing the issues that you speak of, the systems and the muscular issues, that they really do end up with these more chronic problems and herniated discs or joint problems that can be more exacerbated than they need to be?
So if we talk about, first off, the idea of what is pain, if we really want to go back to the basis of what pain is in the YAS method, one of its core principles is that pain is an indication of a tissue in distress. That's why we have pain. And people know this, because if you have pain at your chest and your left shoulder or your left arm, you panic and assume you're having a heart attack, because that specific symptom represents a particular cause. So we know that. And so diagnostics is supposed to be about identifying that tissue. When we talk about cause, really what we're saying is what tissue is eliciting that symptom. And unfortunately, when we talk about MRIs, they find herniated discs and stenosis and all these type things. But the evidence is clear that as many people with no pain can be found to have the same structural variations. So a study showed that over the age of 60, 90% of people who have no back pain have bulging or degenerative discs. 90%. So if you're to tell me that bulging or degenerative discs cause pain, how can you account for the fact that 90% of people without pain have the very same structural variations? And the answer is that these are simply degenerative processes that are existing, and they happen to exist in as many people without pain as with pain. And therefore, you have to perceive them as an independent variable, completely independent of the cause of your pain. That's why treatment of these things doesn't seem to resolve the pain.
Wow, that's pretty big. Okay, so maybe you can go a little bit deeper to explain to people what's happening in their body when they are experiencing these pains in the various regions of their body.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. So again, I would say that I believe the YAS method is the only method that's actually created a theoretical basis why people have pain. And here's the theory. The theory is that you're trying to perform functional tasks on a daily basis. Everybody is. And I'm talking about something as simple as getting up from a chair, standing for a prolonged period of time, climbing stairs, kneeling. It doesn't matter what the activity is. But these activities require groups of muscles to perform the activities. If all the muscles required are not strong enough to perform the activities, there'll be a breakdown, a strain, and a muscle will elicit pain. Or that muscle can cause another muscle to compensate and elicit pain. Or the muscles could become weak or imbalanced, leading to misalignment of joint surfaces, and that's why you end up having pain in your joints. It is not the structural variations that are eliciting the pain. It's a misalignment of the joint surfaces making them grow in a way that they shouldn't. So if you acknowledge this as the cause, what it's telling you is that there's really only one true mechanism to resolving your pain, and that is to get strength and balance of muscle so you can perform all your tasks without having strain. So what that says to you is if you try all the existing types of treatments, anything from the masking type things, epidural nerve blocks, pain medications, cortisone shots, the more extreme and outrageous radio frequency ablations, rhizotomies, burning of nerves, severing of nerves, or even the surgical procedures that are addressing structural causes, if that is not addressing the actual cause, which is muscle weakness or imbalance, it will start to make sense why over 5 years, 10 years, or even 20 years, you continue to have pain. If you had addressed proper tissue, the stress of that tissue would have been resolved. There'd be no need for the body to release pain anymore, and it simply would have ceased. So this should hopefully start to make sense to people why, with all the treatment, all the time, all the money, all the effort, you're still in pain, simply because you're treating the wrong tissue.
Hmm. A very simple answer to an age-old problem. And I can imagine the legions of people who must beat a path to your door, because I certainly have seen many people in my lifetime who have gone for these extreme measures of surgery and are taking medications for pain, and they're not really finding that much relief. So I can certainly see that substantiated just from my personal experience. And I want to go into this more, but I want to mention to people, for those of you who actually want to learn how to resolve this problem, you can take a one-day workshop in the YAS method, Learning to Resolve and Prevent Chronic Pain, Easy-to-Do Steps to Achieve a Pain-Free Life. And it's going to be at the New York Open Center on Sunday, August 21st, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And you can go to the Open Center website in order to register, and their website is opencenter.org. But you could also call 212-219-2527. And what's really very, very cool is the Open Center has provided a discount for the listeners of this show. So if you give them this code, PAINCURE, PAINCURE, then you'll get a 20% discount on the registration fee. So that's pretty special. And we'll mention it again towards the end of the program so that you don't forget. So get your pens ready. And a little bit later, we're also going to be asking for you to call with your questions. So think about what's going on in your body. And if you're going through one of these issues with pain or chronic pain, you can give us a call as we get further along in the program. But Dr. Yas, I would like to get back into this discussion about muscle groups and the different kind of muscle groups that lead to different kinds of pain, and maybe give people a tip, you know, or two on what they can do if they need to relieve some of these problems. So for me, for instance, I actually sleep on a futon, which is low to the floor. And as I've gotten older, it's getting harder and harder to get up off of that futon. So what muscle groups am I working with, and what should I be doing to make that, to resolve that issue?
Okay, that's a great question. So if we're talking about the simple inability to perform a functional task, such as rising from a low area, then you're typically talking about weakness of your front thigh muscles. Oftentimes, that's the general premise. Well, the front thigh muscle, the quad, is the one that lifts me up, and therefore, if I have greater difficulty lifting myself up, it must mean that it's weak, so I'm going to strengthen it. But there's a caveat to that. That might be the issue, but strangely enough, what may have happened is that in you using it so much and never developing enough strength, because there's a natural tendency for your front thigh muscle to be stronger than your back thigh muscle, your hamstring, that front thigh muscle may have shortened as a result of overuse, and because it's shortened, it's lost its ability to create the force necessary to raise you up. So oftentimes it's not how much muscle mass you have, which is the issue when it comes to muscle. It's what is the length of the muscle. A muscle creates a certain force at an optimal length. If it's shorter or excessively stretched, it loses that ability. So by using the YAS method, we would actually test your muscle strength and see how strong your front thigh is versus your back thigh. Then we would do some flexibility testing, and we may find that actually the answer isn't that you're weak in the front thigh. It's actually that you're too strong in the front thigh. And as a result of that, that muscle shortening. So we would actually be stretching the front thigh and strengthening the hamstring, the back thigh, which would finally get the front thigh back to its optimal length and allow it to create its maximal force to get you up. So that's the important thing to understand about muscle, is that just because a muscle appears weak doesn't necessarily mean you should be strengthening that muscle. Oftentimes you need to strengthen the opposing muscle, and that's where that unique understanding of muscle comes into play. Oftentimes you might go and think that all exercise is equal, all people that know about exercise is equal. That is simply not true. You have to understand the unique mechanics of muscle. So in cases where people are having back pain or people having knee pain, the majority of people having knee pain around the kneecap is actually a result of what I'm saying, where the front thigh muscle has gotten too strong in relationship to the back thigh muscle, and in its shortening, because of its attachment to the kneecap, has pulled the kneecap into the knee joint too excessively. So when you straighten and bend your knee, there's excess compression of the knee, of the kneecap, and that's why you get knee pain. So you don't have to talk about bone on bone. You don't have to talk about meniscal tears. What we're really looking at is the fact that if you simply stretched your quad and strengthened your hamstring within a day, 2 days, a week, you should see a major reduction in your pain level in your knee or your back. And in fact, within a couple of weeks to a month, should see full resolution. That's the magic of recognizing that the potential, and in fact, in the majority of cases, the cause of pain is muscle. So we want to see muscle as both a cause of pain as well as a cause of dysfunction. And that's what the YAS method message is, that dysfunction and symptom are actually the result of the same thing, muscle weakness or imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty clear. That's pretty clear that there really is a system of understanding how this, of your system, the YAS method works. And people can always get a hold of your book, The Pain Cure Prescription, indicated by the RX, The Pain Cure Prescription.
That's right.
The YAS method for diagnosing and resolving chronic pain. So tell us a little something about your book and what the various aspects of the book are.
Absolutely. So what happened was I started off as a local practitioner, and then I wrote my first book in 2008. And from that book, I started getting some emails and queries from people around the country, and it started becoming clearer that this was going to be something, an issue that I wasn't going to be able to address simply by having people come to my facilities. So I started to recognize that if I want people to utilize my method, I'm going to have to try to standardize it, to literally write it down in format that somebody could utilize it in a way that you would try to use the same methodology that I use and try to get the same result. So the Pain Cure RX actually became that methodology. It is literally as if someone had a recorder going in my brain as I was evaluating patients at specific areas. And the primary areas where most people have pain is the neck, the mid-back, the lower back, gluteal region, which is the buttock region, the shoulder, the hip, the knee. So what we did was we looked at those areas in the book, and I tried to provide you what the most common diagnostic test findings would be and explain what you would expect to see, what type of symptoms you would expect, and how to determine whether that was a valid cause or not, because everybody will always start off when entering the medical field as getting diagnostic testing. So I wanted you to understand what you can expect with those type of structural variations, but then went on and focused on all the potential muscular causes that could occur at each of those areas and showed you how you would use physical tests that are used to identify whether the cause is muscle or structure. And if it is muscle, which particular muscles need to be strengthened? And then in the back of the book, I provided start and finish pictures and descriptions of each of these exercises so you can perform them on your own with the understanding that you can try to resolve your pain on your own without having to come to me. The great thing about the form of exercise that I employ is that it can be performed both in a gym setting that is available to people, but for a lot of people it's not. I've also presented the exercise by utilizing resistance bands and showed that the exercises could be done at home so that any exercise that would have to be done in a gym can also be replicated by doing it at home with resistance bands. So the start and finish pictures are both presenting the exercises performed in a gym setting and at home. We really wanted to make this accessible to as many people as possible, and I didn't want a gym setting to be the thing that determined whether you could do the exercise or not. So the book is very, very thorough. It is a how-to book on how to properly diagnose and treat pain. If, in fact, the cause of the pain is muscular, which it is in almost 95% of cases. So the essence of it was that I really wanted people to be able to utilize the YAS method without actually having to come and see Yas himself. That's the idea.
Well, that's really good because that is something that a lot of people would benefit from. And for people who want to look that up, it's Dr. Mitchell Yass, Y-A-S-S, the Pain Cure RX, in which you can find out all these techniques and learn how to take care of your body. One of the things that's interesting is that in some of the reading, I noticed that you speak to people who have just basically live a sedentary lifestyle and are not really running to gyms or going into the park and not perhaps motivated to do the kind of exercise that would entail. But I have noticed that even when I go to the park, I tend to do race walking rather than running. But people who go to gyms and go to parks and do all the heavy exercise end up in just as much pain as people who sit around and do basically nothing. So there seems to me that what you're offering is like the middle path for people who, whether they're sedentary or a big-time exerciser, to care for their bodies. And I'm wondering if you could speak to the difference of how a person who's sedentary might need this work or a person who's very vigorously exercising and how they could benefit from it.
Absolutely. You have hit one of the key global concepts to the YAS method. Remember that the theoretical basis that the YAS method is promoting is that you are trying to perform certain functional tasks that have a certain force requirement, and we're trying to perform them with a certain group of muscles that have a certain force output. And it's a very simple equation. If the force requirement of the activity is greater than the force output of the muscle, you will strain and you will have symptoms. If the force requirement of the activity is less than the force output of the muscle, you will not have symptoms. So that holds true for anybody, regardless of the activity level they're performing. So we could look at the sedentary person. So in that particular case, they're most likely weak. But they might not get pain because the force requirements of the activities they perform is virtually nil. Right? They don't do much. So as a result of that, if there's not a lot of force requirement for the activities, and yet the muscles still are able to do the lowest level things because there's just enough force out, they're not going to have symptoms. On the other hand, if they suddenly decide to do something that's outside their comfort level, that's probably going to push the force requirement up so high that it's greater than the force output of their muscles, and they will strain, and they will elicit pain. But for that person who thinks that walking, Pilates, jogging, swimming, all the activities that they're doing will actually help to prevent pain, that's not necessarily true because those activities are, in a sense, functional and require groups of muscles. So if you're doing these activities and you haven't confirmed that all the muscles that are required to perform those activities are strong and balanced, then the force requirement for those activities being that they're strenuous may be greater than a muscle or two that hasn't been isolated and strengthened. And therefore, the force requirement, the force output of those couple of smaller, weaker muscles is not enough, and they will strain and elicit pain. So doing high-level activities is not the answer to preventing pain. The answer is making sure that all the muscles that are required to perform your activities are strong enough and have a strong enough force output that is greater than the force requirement of that activity. I think that there's been a very severe misrepresentation from the medical community and the fitness industry that says, oh, if you walk a lot, you'll achieve something. If you swim, if you do Pilates or yoga, these are great activities. And there's no denying that they're great activities. They are absolutely great. But in the terms of addressing pain, if they are not isolated, which is what YAS method targeted exercises are, the goal of the YAS method is through physical presentations to determine which muscles may not be strong enough and then isolate them doing exercises, strength training exercises with resistance exercise to isolate them to make sure that their force output is great enough. That's different than any of these other forms of exercises. So if you accept the overriding principle that regardless of the activity level from sedentary to high performance, if all the muscles aren't strong enough to have a great enough output, which is greater than the force requirement of the activity, you can still strain and elicit pain. The only question is, are you incorporating targeted resistive exercises to make sure all those muscles are strong enough so the force output of all the muscles is stronger than the force requirement of the activity?
Excellent. We're going to break for a moment and play a few, one or two station announcements, but I want to let all of you know tuned into this program, it's Heart of Mind Radio. If you have a particular question about your pain or something that you're going through or a loved one, you can give us a call and have this opportunity to speak with Dr. Mitchell Yass. The number is 888-874-4888. You can call in with your questions. And Dr. Yass, I'll ask you to stand by for a few moments, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network. Dr. Cheryl Selman, and I'm the host of What Women Must Know, every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. As a naturopathic doctor and psychotherapist, I am always seeking the latest solutions to help you rejuvenate and regenerate your body, mind, and spirit. So join me, Dr. Cheryl, and my inspiring guests, authors, health practitioners, and wise elders, to empower yourself by expanding your knowledge about your health and your hormones, and to gain fresh new perspectives on life. That's What Women Must Know every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, I'm Allison Rose Levy, the host of Connect the Dots. We're with you every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network. On Connect the Dots, I connect the dots between your personal health and your total health environment with a whole group of experts, advocates, activists, and wise people that connect the dots between what goes on in our total world and how it affects health. Be with us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for Connect the Dots. Progressive Radio Network, we're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
And welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and my guest is Dr. Mitchell Yass, PhD, and he's the author of The Pain Cure RX. He has spent 20 years developing his method of diagnosing and treating the cause, not the symptom, of pain. He has also worked with the New York Islanders hockey team, with cerebral palsy sufferers, and has produced a special for PBS. And I just want to say welcome back very much for joining us, Dr. Yass, here over Heart of Mind Radio.
I'm enjoying the conversation, and hopefully people are tuning in and seeing that there really is a legitimate path to resolving their pain. So it's a great opportunity,
yes,
and I appreciate it.
And for those of you who do want to call with a specific question, now would be the time. The number is 888-874-4888. But also, in addition to picking up the book itself, Dr. Yass will be at the New York Open Center this weekend, Sunday, August 21st, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and he's offering a program on the Yass Method, Learning to Resolve and Prevent Chronic Pain, easy-to-do steps to achieve a pain-free life. So tell us something, Dr. Yass, about this workshop coming on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for mentioning that. And it is a great, great opportunity to get a full entrenchment into the Yass Method. It's going to be running from 10 to 5:30, and it is an opportunity for me to really present why the existing model simply will not work. In 90% of cases, you have a high probability of being misdiagnosed. And the idea is that I want to do a contrast of what the existing model looks like when you're trying to resolve pain versus the Yass Method. I don't want people to see this as simply as an opportunity of resolving their pain. It is a complete change in philosophy of understanding what causes pain, how to determine what causes pain, and then how to resolve it. Everybody who I end up having contact with constantly comes with the original premise of, I'll say, what's causing your pain? A herniated disc or stenosis? I was told this. I've had 3 epidural nerve blocks. You have to recognize that there's been a cultural creation of the idea that things like herniated discs and arthritis are the cause of pain. The absolute evidence shows that they can almost never create symptoms. So it takes time for you to fully appreciate just how logical this methodology is and how opposed it is to the simple presentation that a diagnostic test might be able to identify the cause of your pain. That, in fact, the physical presentation of the symptoms is the body's attempt to let you know what tissue is eliciting that symptom. And what's important to understand is, let's say it is a muscle. Let's say that you're having a muscle in spasm, a muscle strain, a muscle imbalance, muscle weakness. These types of structural variations, these types of causes of pain will never show up on diagnostic tests. No x-ray, no MRI. There is no specialist in a position to identify these types of causes. So if, in fact, it is true that in 90% of cases the cause is muscular, just imagine how many people are being misdiagnosed. And if you can't identify the cause, how can you treat it appropriately? So that's what this workshop's about. The attempt by me is to make it so that people have the opportunity to utilize the method. I hope that someone comes away from the workshop and not only understands how to resolve their pain, that's fabulous, that's exciting, but what about their family member? What about somebody they know at work? Wouldn't it be incredible if they then had the opportunity, when the person's telling them that they're scheduled for surgery, to say, no, that just doesn't make sense. Too many people have had that surgery, and it hasn't worked. What would make you think it's going to work for you? Here's the method, the interpretation of your symptoms. That's the way to understand what tissue it is. And if it's muscle, a few targeted exercises done 3 times a week over a couple of weeks can actually resolve your pain and return you to full function. Even if you got an epidural nerve block, even if you got some sort of masking agent or you got on narcotic pain medication, if that even had the ability to mask your symptom, what's it doing to return you to full life, to be able to do the things you want? The answer is nothing. But if the cause is muscular and you resolve that cause, then not only will you resolve the symptom, but you will also resolve the cause of your dysfunction. So that's why this is so powerful, so important, and opportunities like this to have a workshop from 10 in the morning to 5:30 gives you that chance to have a complete entrenchment, a complete opportunity to understand what makes this so unique, so special, and truly the only actual method that has the opportunity to identify all potential causes. What we'll be doing at the end of the workshop, which is great, is that we'll have a question and answer period. So if, in fact, you are having a specific issue, I will be more than happy to evaluate it, present what the findings would be, and present, if in fact it is muscle, which exercises you would do to resolve your symptoms. So it's a great chance to have a personal connection so we can really make sure that you're getting the proper diagnosis, and if it is muscle, knowing which muscles and exercises to do. So it is a wonderful opportunity, and I really hope people come out and get the chance to end their pain. This is your only true chance, so please take this opportunity.
Yeah, and I think it's important because there are a lot of people out here who, including myself, certainly, and I'm really very active, but I'm learning a lot from this conversation, because it may be that it's because I'm very active that I have created these muscle imbalances and are having some difficulties from time to time. So to me, immensely valuable. For those of you who would like to find out more about this workshop, you can go to opencenter.org, or you can call 212-219-2527, extension 2, 212-219-2527, extension 2. And remember that the listeners of this program, when you call in and make that and register for the program, then you can put in your discount code and you'll receive a 26% off the original cost of the workshop. And your code is PAINCURE, PAINCURE is your code for you to be able to have access to this opportunity. It's a one-day workshop, and you can take advantage of that opportunity and still save a little bit in the process with this discount. So I invite you to do that. And before we get to the end of our discussion, Dr. Yas, I'm wondering if you can tell us something about some of the people you've worked with and what their experience was and how you helped them and perhaps how they responded to your guidance.
Sure. So I can give you two great examples. And what's fascinating is the age disparity between the two patients is actually shocking. Pain has always been perceived to be an older person's issue that's associated with having a sedentary life after you've retired. So the first patient is an older woman, and she had developed such levels of pain in her gluteal region that it had affected her to the point where she did not want her children to know how bad this was, and she didn't want them to see them, that she literally hid away for months. And until the children confronted her, they thought that she may have cancer. That's how hidden away she had become. She wanted no contact with anybody because she didn't want anyone to see just how severe that pain was. I believe the diagnosis she was given was a herniated disc or degenerative disc disease, that it was coming from her lumbar spine. She had seen my PBS special, and she ended up coming to my office. She came for one day, and I was able to establish that the tissue eliciting her pain had nothing to do with her spine. It was actually a muscle in the gluteal region called piriformis muscle. And that muscle strains because another muscle called the gluteus medius, which is a muscle that's above the hip joint, which is responsible for supporting you, actually strained first. So we treated it. We did some massage, some stretching. We did some exercise. I gave her the exact grouping of exercises she needed to do. And this was a woman who had no capacity to stand for any period of time. She mostly had to sit because any sustained standing was causing her pain. Well, she went back, and every couple of months she would keep up with me. She would let me know how she's doing. We'd make sure she was progressing the resistance, which is the only true mechanism for causing a muscle to get strong enough to where it can perform the activity without straining. And now it's about 6 months down the road, and she told me in her last email that she's walking 3.5 miles a day, and she's practicing yoga, doing any functional activity she chooses, and she is truly, fully pain-free. So here was a case where she was sustained pain strictly because of misdiagnosis, because no one was in a position to identify the cause of her pain was muscle. And once it was identified, once the proper exercises were implemented, within a six-month period, she has achieved maximal functional capacity with no symptom. So that's an incredible presentation of just how powerful the system is and how easy it is. The next story is of a boy who actually is in college who is having great difficulty sitting in his lectures because sitting caused him to have such severe back pain. He was told that he had a herniated disc, and he tried a variety of treatments, even some types of physical therapy, which was generic, not focused. And finally, by the way, that woman was from Atlanta. My office is in St. Augustine, Florida. This young man actually came from Texas to see me, and that's how desperate these people are. They're willing to travel these outrageous distances just to find relief, which I'm sure most listeners would acknowledge is warrants that level of attention. You're willing to do anything. So he came to my office, and I was able to show that the inability to sit was as a result of a muscle called the hip flexor, which is the psoas muscle, and it has shortened severely. When you sit for a sustained period of time, it shortens so much that it actually pulls on its attachment to the lumbar spine, that lower back region. The false premise that he was given was the pain near the lumbar spine must be coming from a herniated disc. That was the fallacy. 2 years this guy suffered. He came to me. I was able to prove through physical presentation of the symptoms that the cause was from these muscles. We needed to massage and stretch them and strengthen some other muscles that work to oppose that muscle from shortening, as well as a couple of other muscles that help to support you when you're standing. And it has been, I think, only 2 months now since I've seen him, maybe 3 months. And he recently, just this past week, contacted me and told me that he's running 5 miles a day. He is all the way back to his maximal ability to jog and run, and he has no pain. He's in a gym. He's increased his resistances to an amazing level, and he has fully recovered. No problem sitting. He can sit as long as he wants. He is asymptomatic. And again, an incredible story, but my God, why did he have to suffer for 2 years? Why did he have to live a life in pain when the answer is so obvious if you look at the body's interpretation of the symptoms it's presenting? That's my point to everybody. Stop living in pain. You're living in pain, obviously, because the existing system is not in a position to identify what tissues are listening to your symptoms. If they were, and they address that tissue, you wouldn't have pain. So if you're having chronic pain, you must perceive it as that the original acute pain was misdiagnosed. That's why it's chronic pain. And if you're being given medications or epidural nerve blocks or cortisone shots, to me, that's a presentation that the practitioner is defeated. They're no longer trying to identify a cause. They're simply giving you masking agents, which means that without identifying that cause in the future, you will be left having your symptoms and being left on any of these masking agents for the rest of your life. That's not the way it should be. That's not what you should have to accept. The YAS method is completely different. It is effective. It identifies the proper tissue in 90% or greater. It's muscular. With a little targeted strength training, you can resolve your pain. These are two great examples of just how severe muscular pain can create levels of pain to where it affected these people's lives and just how quickly they were able to change their lives by utilizing the YAS method, identifying the proper muscles, strengthening those muscles, and resolving their symptoms fully and giving them their lives back.
Beautiful. And gratefully for all of us here in the New York region, we don't necessarily have to go to Florida. We can go to the workshop on Saturday at the New York Open Center.
Absolutely.
And again, you can go to opencenter.org or call the number 212-219-2527. And if you register, use that discount code created for our show just for you. It's a 20% discount when you give the code PAINCURE, P-A-I-N-C-U-R-E. And for those of you who want to go further, you can also look into the book by Dr. Mitchell Yass, The Pain Cure Rx. And it's the Yass method for diagnosis and resolving chronic pain. So, Dr. Yass, we are out of time. How can people connect with you if they want to contact you directly?
You can easily go on my website, which is mitchellyass.com, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L-Y-A-S-S.com. You can email me at drmitch@mitchellyass.com. That's D-R-M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. I'm sorry, D-R-M-I-T-C-H at M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L-Y-A-S-S.com. Either way, I don't really care how you get in contact with me. If you're in pain and you're looking to resolve your pain, I have no other way of putting it. This is the only true method. So just find a way to get to use the YAS method so you can resolve your pain and get your life back.
Well, that's really a wonderful thing. I want to thank you very much for joining me this morning over Heart of Mind Radio. And we have been speaking with Dr. Mitchell Yass, and he's the author of The Pain Cure Rx, and will be available at the New York Open Center this Sunday. So thank you very much for joining me, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me, and everyone have a wonderful day, and live pain-free.
Absolutely. Live pain-free. Thank you. And I just want to – bye-bye. I just wanted to continue with this program just a few more moments and remind you that this is an important thing to consider, this pain, because I see it so much that we are motivated into the doctor's office as a consequence of pain. And then there's something that we can do about this. We can engage in our lives in a way that's more supportive. And I want to invite you to do this with Dr. Yass, or to find someone in your neighborhood, in your community that you can work with in order to engage with your health. It's a beautiful thing to protect and restore our body because this is what gives us a full experience of life. We can't enjoy the family, we can't enjoy just doing things and moving through the world unless we have ourselves in a state of health and well-being. It's all very much connected. And I wanted to remind you that I've been doing this work and been part of a program in the Bronx with Bronx Reach Champs. And it's a program that does outreach into communities to help them consider what they could do to improve their health and well-being. And I'll be offering, the whole program is free. It's a free Qigong and meditation class. And it's this coming Saturday, tomorrow, August 20th. But there are also other programs taking place during this period in the park from 10 to 11. I'll be offering you the Qigong meditation, which is this gentle movement and breathing practice. Looks a little bit like Tai Chi, but it's really much easier and simpler to do. And it engages our bringing our awareness and our breath into our body to relax the muscles, to release the stress that we build up over the week. And as we're doing the process, because it's connected and it's based on traditional Chinese medicine, that it allows us also to work with the energies of nature, of the earth, of the air, of the sky, and move that energy in and through our bodies so that we can become energized and be able to really function at a much higher level. And it's an integrating practice of the mind, the body, and the spirit. Relaxing the mind as well as the body, uplifting and restoring our bodies, as well as expanding our sense of spirit into one of peace, calmness, so that we can move and prepare ourselves for the next week by relieving the stress from the previous week. So we're doing that from 10 to 11 a.m., the Qigong meditation. Then following that at 11 a.m., there's going to be Chef Wilson, who's going to be giving a talk on healthy eating. And then from 11:30 to 12:30, Nanamdi Nelson will be offering a class in physical fitness so that you can begin to do some of the exercises that are going to build strength in your body, strengthen and stretch your muscles. So this is a free opportunity that is available to those of you who live in the Bronx or who would like to travel to the Bronx, which is fine. It's at Shoelace Park. And the park is next to the Bronx River Parkway. The meeting place is the entrance on East 211th Street and Bronx Boulevard. And you can travel by transportation, the 2 or the 5 train to Gun Hill Road, and then it's a 3-minute walk to the park. So that should be a nice, easy road for you to come and enjoy the event, starting at 10 a.m. with relaxing, de-stressing, with meditation, gentle moving meditation with myself, Catherine Davis. And then at 11:30, you'll be able to ask questions and learn more about healthy eating with Chef Wilson, and then followed by physical fitness with Nanamdi Nelson, so which goes from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. So it's a nice morning of relaxation, learning, and then taking care of yourself on that physical level. And it's Saturday the 20th. You're most welcome to join us, and it is absolutely free. And it will actually continue these programs in a different park in the Bronx, somewhere in the Bronx, up and through the end of September. So if you missed this one, look for the next. And you can get more information by reaching out to myself, Catherine Davis, the host of this program, Heart of Mind Radio. And my phone number, which you can leave a message, is 347 347-480-1694. That number again is 347-480-1694. And the email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com. heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And all the information you've heard today will be up on the PRN.FM webpage, the archive page for Heart of Mind Radio, so you can go back there and get all the details if you've missed any that we've shared with you so far. And again, if you're interested in that workshop with Mitchell Yass, it's Sunday, August 21st, from 10 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the New York Open Center. And you can go to opencenter.org to register online or call 212-219-2527. And I believe it is extension 2 to register online. And for all of the listeners here at the Progressive Radio Network, if you want to receive that discount, it's a 20% discount on the workshop with Mitchell Yass. Just offer the code PAIN CURE, and you'll be able to get that discount, which is a great opportunity offered to us from the New York Open Center. I invite you to stay tuned to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, for more incredible programming over these airwaves on the internet at PRN.FM. And please do join me again on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. for Heart of Mind Radio.